USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. State Department is reportedly evacuating some non-essential embassy staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean country. The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping to provide security. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. For those progressives who harshly criticize President Biden over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war, independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had a message on Sunday.
If you believe that climate change is real, you got to vote for President Biden. If you believe that women have a right to control their own bodies, you got to vote for President Biden.
Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Sanders said the contrast is day and night. At the same time, Republicans are using arguments about the economy, corruption, and border security to damage the Biden campaign. Former President Trump hammered Biden over the killing of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
During a Trump rally in Georgia Saturday, parts of the southern U.S. will be locked in a deep freeze the early part of this week. There are frost and freeze warnings up early Monday, covering large metro areas like Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama, plus many surrounding rural counties. At the same time, new red flag and fire weather alerts are being posted across the Plain States. The Justice Department resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out.
Hunter Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit and stem from a conspiracy theory, as per court documents. His legal team asserts that the case ought to be dropped due to the alleged unlawful appointment of special counsel David Weiss and the continued validity of the plea agreement between Weiss and Biden.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Your super shredder is jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Four adults and one child are dead after a small plane crashed in Virginia Sunday. The private jet crashed in the woods near Inglesfield Airport in Hot Springs, about 3 hours outside of Richmond. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the cause of the crash. 10 years following the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, U.S. technology firm Ocean Infinity and the Malaysian government are collaborating on a fresh underwater exploration for the wreckage. The Boeing 777, with 239 passengers and crew members aboard, predominantly Chinese nationals, disappeared on March 8, 2014. Company officials with Ocean Infinity now aiming to retry the search that failed earlier, utilizing advanced technology. Country music radio stations all across America are being petitioned now to play Beyoncé's new hit, Texas Hold'em, or else face more backlash. The day after the new hit dropped last month, just 8 of the 150 country music stations in Billboard's country airplay chart played the song. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun, casting a shadow over it and creating the effect of a fiery ring in the sky. Skies will temporarily darken in the path of...
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.